And the mosquitoes spreading Zika in Miami are proving more difficult to eradicate than expected. Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said the mosquito control efforts aren't achieving the hoped-for results, suggesting the pests are resistant to insecticides being used or are still finding standing water in which to breed in the bustling urban neighborhood of Miami. Now, on Monday, the CDC instructed pregnant women to avoid the neighborhood, marking what is believed to be the first time in the agency's 70-year history that it warned people not to travel somewhere in the United States. Dr. Ryan Stanton is on the phone with us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you doing, man?
What do you know about this? This is first time in the 70-year history of the CDC that we've been told not to travel to a particular place within the confines of the U.S. Is this going to keep spreading?
Well, I think it will be. Of course, now we're getting now into August. We only have another couple of months before we start to see the mosquitoes start to get pushed back down, too, and we're going to start getting to that drier part of the end of summer and end of fall as well. So I think we will see it start to spread into some of the further into the southern states, but I don't know that it's going to make it anywhere close to up this region unless it really starts to pick up speed.
Well, yeah, I know when we first started learning about it, it seemed, you know, the media, we do a great job of holding the cat and calling the dog is what I call it, just trying to scare the daylights out of people. But it looks like now it really is, it's here and it's being spread by mosquitoes, not by people who are bringing it in from another country. And that really is pretty scary.
Absolutely. There's going to be some spread, and I think we're going to see it expand. But I still think the biggest risk, especially for listeners in our area, is by traveling, especially places like Puerto Rico, where they've had nearly 5,000 cases associated that have come back to the United States. So I think now the biggest take-home point is if you're pregnant, is avoiding travel to the areas where this virus is endemic. And also, if a spouse has traveled, being taking precaution when they come back from those areas to try to prevent the spread to a pregnant woman. That still seems to be the big risk is the pregnant women.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, thank you very much for being with us.